Our heart is nourished warmly with love, which is seated deeply in our nature by our mother from our birth, and which we can experience for anyone unconditionally. Hello and welcome back to the Life is Beautiful podcast. I'm your host, Tenzin. In this today's episode, I'm going to talk about pure love. The word love is a broadly used word that is differently defined among different cultures worldwide. However, it is commonly used to express a state of mind. When we feel love or experience it, it differs from person to person. Love of your darling and love of your mother towards you are objectively different. Your sweetheart's love is a feeling of deep romantic. It is firmly grounded on a subconscious expectation because he or she probably gets upset when you don't reply "I love you too" when he or she says "I love you." But it is different for your mother. She doesn't expect such reaction because she feels it is out of deep affection. She has an unconditional love for you from the day she carries you in her womb. Although your mom's love for you is unconditional, it is still subjectively limited, as she could feel it only for her biological child. Therefore, it is chained with self-interest. The mother love is the unconditional love a child can enjoy, but it is deeply rooted in self-attachment. So, it is not considered the purest one. Think of someone, a stranger whose existence has nothing to do with your life and who needs someone's help. You go to him or her and extend your help. No matter what amount you offer support to him or her, I think you can consider that help comes out of pure love, because you know it is not out of romantic feeling or relative reasons, and importantly, not because of seeking something in return. Whenever you are fortunate to generate such love, you are experiencing a pure love. A pure love is not a gift thing. We all have the seed to generate it naturally, which means everyone is subjective to experience pure love. But so many walls obscure us from experiencing this love. Many of our habituated state of mind and emotions stand tall between the pure love and us like a wall. They are so loyal to our selfishness and ready to stop anything that comes against it. So, reducing those state of mind that fuel our egocentric selfishness will nourish our seed of pure love that one can light on anyone. As a social being, we have so many reasons to love each other and stop hatred. We need to live on this principle of humankind rather than race, color, and religion, and so on. With said that, I am concluding today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you do, please consider to support this podcast by sharing. Thanks for listening to the Life is Beautiful podcast. Stay tuned for our next exciting episode. Thank you and have a nice day.